In Nashville, going to be a high of 90 today and partly cloudy in the afternoon. Good morning. I'm Justin Barney, and here's the latest from WPLN News at 7:04 a.m. After a last-minute redistricting effort at the urging of President Trump, many voters who are heading to the polls today find themselves in a new congressional districts. That means that voting for some candidates who are less familiar or newly in the race. And as WPLN's Cynthia Abrams reports, some of these primaries, particularly on the Republican side, look tight.
In the state's 5th district, internal polling shows incumbent Andy Ogles neck and neck with former state agriculture commissioner Charlie Hatcher. And while Ogles has President Trump's endorsement, Hatcher received one from the governor just this week. And in District 6, two well-funded, experienced Republicans are vying for the spot. State Rep. Johnny Garrett is facing a former member of Congress, Van Hillary. When redistricting blew the 9th District open, two GOP state lawmakers threw their hats in the ring, Representative Brent Taylor from Memphis and Representative Todd Warner from Lewisburg. While both have sided with President Trump, Taylor won the endorsement. That district, which formerly included mostly Memphis, was the state's lone Democratic congressional seat. Cynthia Abrams, WPLN News.
And in the 9th, there are also two state lawmakers vying for the Democratic ticket, Justin J. Pearson and London Lamar. Polls will be open from 7 a.m. right now until 7 p.m. tonight. Students at Laverne High School will return to class on August 10th. But before that happens, the city's mayor says that the district needs to make some major fixes to the school's facilities. Major Jason Coles shared photos that look like mold or mildew buildup and saggy ceiling tiles. He says that he's worried about the conditions and that they could pose health risks to students. A spokesperson for Rutherford County tells Fox 17 that some level of mildew is not unusual during the summer when moisture gets trapped inside classrooms. The spokesperson said that the district encourages schools to keep doors open to allow better airflow. They said that the tiles had not been tested for mold, but that the district is working to replace them and address other maintenance issues before students return to class. Tennessee midterms elections have arrived, and if you are still studying the ballot, you can find our voter and candidate guidelines at WPLN.org/elections. Polls are open until 7, and you'll find the results on WPLN.org after that. This is Nashville's local news and NPR station 90.3, WPLN News.